Cleveland County 911.
I don't know if I should have called this in or not, but...
What's going on?
If I'd have had my camera, I'd take a picture of it.
Took a picture of who?
I don't know what it was. He's walking upright like a man. I would not kill it because I was afraid to. But he went back up the mountain.
Hello, and welcome to Bigfoot Gumbo. Bigfoot Gumbo would love to hear from you. If you have a story you would like to share, send us an email and it may appear on a future show. Also, please help support us by liking us on social media and sharing us wherever you listen to your podcast. I wanted to share a story of the faux-follet that my grandfather told me when I was young. This story is probably what got me interested in the paranormal at an early age. And I'll explain what faux-follet is in this story. So my grandfather grew up in a small town called Labadieville, Louisiana, which is on Bayou Lafourche. They owned a small farm there on the outskirts of the swamp, and they grew sugarcane and had chickens and other small animals. He would always tell me great stories when I was young, but one story stuck out. It was a story about the faux-follet. He would mention a word and I would ask him, "What is that?" It's pronounced faux-follet, but he said fee-follet. So I wanted to give you a little history here. Many French immigrants settled in southern Louisiana a long time ago. And growing up in Louisiana, I used to hear a lot of French words that I didn't understand. Many of the older people in Louisiana used to speak French, but were forced to speak English when they went to school in the early 1900s. They had to assimilate. So as time went by, fewer and fewer people spoke French. You can still hear some French words today in Louisiana, but it's hard to find. Anyway, back to the story. When I asked my grandfather what it was, he told me that the faux-follet was a ball of light he would always see in the swamps near his home. He said it would be in the treetops and near the ground, but the strangest thing was that he said it followed him, and that was always creepy to me. So as I got older and grew more interested in the paranormal, I started thinking about this story my grandfather, who is now deceased, would tell me. I remember he said the word faux-follet, but I didn't know anything about it. So one day I decided to go online and do a little research on the subject. I started typing in words that sounded like fee-follet. And after some time, I finally got a hit. There was something actually called faux-follet, and that was really exciting to me. After all that time, I finally knew what my grandfather was talking about. Faux-follet is French for strange light or will-o'-the-wisp. I also learned that faux-follet or will-o'-the-wisp phenomenon is known in many cultures around the world. The fee-follet or faux-follet of Louisiana is derived from French, incubus or succubus. The legend says that fee-follet is a soul sent back from the dead to do God's penance, but instead attacks people for vengeance. While it mostly takes part in harmless, mischievous acts, the fee-follet sometimes suck the blood of children. Some legends say that it would be the soul of a child who died before baptism. In folklore, a will-o'-the-wisp is an atmospheric ghost light seen by travelers at night, especially over bogs, swamps, or marshes. I also found out that there is a Cajun band named Faux Filet from Lafayette, Louisiana. The Faux Filet story appears to be common in the Lafayette, Louisiana area. They even have a street named after it. I even found a video by the Confetti Park Players live at Jazz Fest in 2016 singing about the Faux Filet, and I thought that was kind of funny. So these days I hear many stories about balls of lights on podcasts I listen to, so it's obviously still out there, and I would love to see one day. So the question is, what is this light? Is it swamp gas or something supernatural? What is your opinion on this? And remember, the next time you're in the swamp, keep an eye out for the Faux Filet. Well, I hope you enjoyed my story of the Faux Filet. I'm glad I was able to share it with you. Please let me know what you think about it. Here's some news about beer. So I'm a big craft beer fan, and now that it's getting really hot here in southern Louisiana, I start looking for lighter beers to consume. It's just too hot to drink a stout when it's 95 degrees outside. So here's a list of some great summer beers that I recommend in no specific order. Bell's Oberon Ale is a wheat ale that I tried many years ago on the beach in Florida, and it's a favorite of mine now. I really enjoy it, so try that one out. Next, we have Hoegaarden Wit, which is a Belgian white ale, supposedly the original Belgian wheat beer. This is one of my favorites, and I look for it every summer. Definitely want to try this one out. Next up, we have Covington Strawberry Ale. Covington is a local Louisiana brewery, and this beer is brewed with local Louisiana strawberries. And I prefer the tap over the bottle on this one. It may be hard for some of you to find, but if you get a chance, try it out. Next up, we have St. Bernardus Wit, which is a traditional unfiltered Belgian white beer, probably one of my favorite beers of all time. This one is just delicious, so give this one a try. Next is Samuel Adams Summer Ale. It's an American wheat ale, and I must say this has become one of my favorite summer beers. I usually get it every year, and I really enjoy it on the beach. So last but not least on my summer beers that I want you to try is Nola 7th Street Wheat Lemon Basil. Nola is a brewery out of New Orleans, Louisiana, so it may be hard for some of you to find. But if you get a chance, try this beer. It's really good, and it's another one of my favorites for summertime. Well, there you have it. That's the list of some great summer beers that I recommend. I hope you get to try them out and let me know what you think about them if you do. Cheers. Here's some news about Bigfoot. So on our Bigfoot segment, I wanted to talk about a YouTube video that I found recently, and the name of it is Possible Bigfoot Sighting in Central Oregon. It's filmed by Colin Haggerty, and it was published on July 28th, 2018. And I'm going to read a little bit about the description of the video. He says, "We've seen this thing, whatever it is, multiple times. Initially saw it come up behind a deer and tried to snatch it. My friend's cousin pulled out his phone and started recording. Not definitely saying this is a Bigfoot, but seems really sick that someone would be on our property scaring little kids. There's three different videos because my friend's cousin probably got scared and turned his phone off to run inside. Can someone please do an in-depth analysis of the video and tell me what the hell that is? So, if you look at the video, it's getting dark and they're filming into a field. And you can see the creature walking across the field. I think they said it may have been a party. There were many people out in the field looking at the creature as it passed by. And at some point, I believe the father yells at the creature, and then the creature starts walking towards him, which is really kind of scary. So if you get a chance, check out this video. It's really pretty neat. Not sure if it's real or not, but it's still pretty interesting to watch. Let me know what you guys think of it. Here's some entertainment news. So, what did you guys think about the ending to Game of Thrones? I know a lot of people out there were upset about the way it ended. For me, I thought the ending was fine. I thought the series was excellent, and I'm looking forward to the spinoffs that are supposedly coming up on HBO. Another question I have is, what are you watching now that Game of Thrones is over? For me, I'm watching two series now. One is called The Leftovers, which is on HBO. And this series is older. It's already finished, so I'm watching the replays of it, and so far it's pretty good. And I'm also watching Big Little Lies, which the first season just ended on HBO, and I'm looking forward to season two. So those are two shows that you guys can start watching if you're looking for something to replace Game of Thrones. I have two other shows I can recommend that I started watching recently, and I'm really enjoying them so far. The first one is called Paranormal Caught on Camera, and it's on the Travel Channel. I think I'm on the 8th or 9th episode so far. This show is really good. It has some really good clips in it and some really interesting stories. So if you have Travel Channel, look for Paranormal Caught on Camera, and I think you'll enjoy it. The second show I'd like to recommend is also on the Travel Channel, and it's called Portals to Hell, and it has Jack Osborne, who is Ozzy Osborne's son, and Katrina Weidman, and it just started on the Travel Channel recently, and the shows I've seen so far are really good. Jack Osborne's been on several paranormal shows on cable, so I guess this is his latest effort. But so far, I'm enjoying the show. So if you have the Travel Channel, look for Portals to Hell. So as you know, Bigfoot Gumbo just started recently. And I wanted to give a quick thanks to our listeners in Washington State, California, and Louisiana. And I also wanted to thank Jeremiah from the podcast called Bigfoot Society. Thanks for tuning in, Jeremiah. Well, that does it for episode 4 of Bigfoot Gumbo. I hope you enjoyed the show, and stay tuned for episode 5. We now have a forum where everyone can share their stories with us. Our website address is www.bigfootgumbo.freeforums.net. So please join the forum today and share your stories with us. This show was produced by Fofolet Productions.